Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, we bring you an episode of our special holiday musical, The Innkeeper's Wife.
You've missed quite a bit, but that's all right. I almost missed it myself, being so tired.
It all started when Caesar's census decree emptied the roads and funneled the entire house of David into our little Bethlehem. Simon and I were already worn out, running low on supplies and facing down Roman demands to house their tax collectors. Our small inn instantly overflowed with every kind of person, from the pompous merchant Bartholomew, whom we gave a corner near the fire, to the kind widow Hannah, whom we found a space for out of pure compassion. While we were struggling to survive the chaos, our guests, especially old Ruth, started talking about the prophets, reminding us that the Messiah was promised to be born right here in Bethlehem. Yet, he was prophesied to be both a mighty king and a suffering servant. We realized that if God were to show up, he wouldn't come the way we expected, but maybe he'd come in the most ordinary, unexpected way. We spent the day being counted and humiliated by the Romans, fighting the urge to give up hope. Until late tonight, after we had given our absolute last ounce of strength, there was a quiet knock on the door, and there stood a weary man named Joseph, asking the one question we knew we had to answer. Is there any room in the inn?
From Nazareth. That's a long journey.
More than a week. There were so many people on the roads, and my wife. She needed to rest often.
Your wife is with child?
Yes. Very close to her time, I think. It hasn't been an easy journey. Please. We've tried everywhere. Every inn, every house that takes travellers. They're all full. Everyone says the same thing.
Because it's true. We have 37 people sleeping under this roof tonight. We're built for 12.
I understand. I do. But she can't travel any further. She can barely sit upright anymore.
I see your lights. I hear the noise inside your walls. I know you've sent everyone away. I know there's no room in the inn. I believe you can help us. I am not asking for the comforts your other guests expect. We don't need much shelter from the cold and wind, anywhere dry and safe, a place where she can lie down. I believe you can help us. Just somewhere, anywhere, please. Not for me, but for her, for the child. I believe you can help us.
Child, how far along are you?
Very close, I think. The pains started yesterday. Small ones, but they're not small anymore.
Simon, she's in labour.
What?
Or close to it. Look at her. This child is coming tonight.
Leah, there's no room. You know there's no room. Every corner, every space.
Then we make room.
How? Where? I can't conjure space from nothing.
Please. I'll pay whatever you ask. I have some money saved, not much, but...
It's not about money. I would give you a room for free if I had one. But I don't. The census has brought everyone home at once, and we simply don't have.
Joseph!
What is it?
Another one. Stronger.
We are not turning them away. I don't care if I have to give them our bed, our kitchen floor, the roof itself. This girl is having a baby tonight, and she is not having it in the street.
I'm not suggesting the street. I'm trying to think.
The cave.
What?
The cave, Simon. Behind the inn, where we keep the animals.
The cave? Leah, that's where we stable the livestock. It's
warm, it's dry, it's private. The common room is chaos. People everywhere, no privacy, no peace. But the cave, the rock holds the heat from the animals. It's sheltered from the wind. And no one will disturb them there.
You want me to put a woman in labour in a cave? With the donkeys and the ox?
I want to give her somewhere safe to bring a child into the world.
Is pride going to stop us from doing that?
A cave would be fine, more than fine. It would be a gift.
It's not much. The floor is stone and packed earth, and it smells of animals. But the walls keep out the cold and...
It's shelter. It's more than we've been offered anywhere else.
The Lord will provide what we need. He always has.
What's your name, child?
Mary. And this is my husband, Joseph. We're grateful, more than you know.
Simon, go prepare the cave. Fresh hay, clean water, as many blankets as you can find. And go fetch Ezra.
Mistress?
Wake Miriam. Tell her we have a woman in labour. Then heat water. Lots of it. And find clean cloths. Go.
Leah.
Go, husband. I'll bring her around. Can you walk, child? Or should we carry you?
I can walk. I might not move very fast, but I can make it.
Thank you. I don't know how to thank you.
Thank me after the baby comes. We have work to do first.
The city sleeps. The hour is late. My love grows weary, heavy with weight. We knock on doors, plead and implore. Have you a room, just one room more? No room at the inn, no bed to spare. A cold night's wind, a mother's despair. Innkeeper's eyes filled with regret. No room for you, not yet, not yet. Shadows gather in the fading light. Through narrow streets we search the night. Each weary, labored step exacts its toll on aching body, on yearning soul. No room at the inn, no bed to spare. A cold night's wind, a mother's despair. Innkeeper's eyes filled with regret. No room for you, not yet, not yet. From bustling streets to a quiet space, a cavern shelter, a hidden grace, where lowly beasts retreat for the night. Heaven draws near in humble light. The animals stir, their breath a soft sigh, as stars shine bright in the velvet sky. And in this space, so meek and mild, could this be the birthplace of a holy child? No room at the inn, no bed to spare, bed to spare. A cold night's wind, a cold night's wind. Mother's despair, a mother's despair. Innkeeper's eyes, innkeeper's eyes, filled with regret, filled with regret. No room for you, no room, not yet. Not yet. No room at the inn, but heaven's embrace fills this humble space with grace. And in the manger, soft and dry, heaven's gift draws near.
To be continued.